with SRN News, I'm John Scott. As official Washington heads into the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson is heaping praise on President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says DOGE is shaking up the federal government with budget cuts never seen before.
The deep state is in full panic mode because Elon Musk and the DOGE team is right over the target, which is why they're catching so much flack. I tell you, what they're doing is truly transformational. I met with Elon for an hour in his office. He's working out of the Eisenhower building, which is right across from the White House, in the old Secretary of War room. And we laughed about how appropriate that is because he's effectively declaring war on the big bureaucracy.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, a federal agency spends billions on illegal immigrants. Correspondent Tayshia Stevens has details.
During the Biden administration, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reportedly increased grants for illegal immigrants, spending more than $22 billion in taxpayer money on grants used for vehicles, home loans, and startup businesses. According to the New York Post, auditors from Open the Books found that the agency's Office of Refugee Resettlement handed out $22.6 billion to a host of nonprofits, with $10 billion being awarded in 2023 alone. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been trading mixed, the Dow dropping 182 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 79. This is SRN News. Oregon considers expanding assisted suicide.
The legislation in question would drop the requirement that a doctor examine the patient and prescribe the suicide drugs. The new proposal would allow physician assistants and nurse practitioners to make the decision and hand out the pills. Oregon lawmakers are also thinking about cutting the wait time for assisted suicide from 15 days to 48 hours and allowing a doctor to waive that limitation if he thinks he ought to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Billionaire mega donors opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in the state. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Cases affecting abortion, contraception, and congressional redistricting will be taken up by the court this year. This is SRN News. A new poll finds most voters give a thumbs up to President Trump's decision to put Elon Musk in charge of his cost-cutting Department of Government Efficiency. Ken Lorman has details.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 55% of likely U.S. voters approve of Musk overseeing DOGE. It's the department assigned to find waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. 45% disapprove of Musk running the department.
The survey has also found voters like the new agency's mission even more than they like Musk, or Trump, for that matter. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering the transfer of a federal inmate to Oklahoma so he can be executed. Bondi ordering the transfer of 60-year-old inmate George John Hansen so that he can be executed for his role in the kidnapping and killing of a 77-year-old woman in Tulsa. More details at SRNNews.com.